Paul, I'm sure you're very disappointed with the final result there last night. The referee stopping the contest because of a cut. Tell me, were you badly cut? Were you so badly cut that the referee had to stop that fight, do you think?
Not as bad as the doctor made it out to be at the time. When the doctor came on the ring, which doesn't happen. Barry Hearn's been on the game 30 years, and he said he's never seen a doctor come on the ring. The doctor, unless he's invited on by the referee, he just came on, looked at it, and the way he was looking at me, now I thought it was badly cut, and I said, "How bad is it?" And he said, "It's quite bad." He said, "I don't think you'll be able to continue." So when I walked over to my corner, John Breen was there, Eamon McGee, and Benny King from Scotland, and they rubbed it, and they couldn't believe it. They were calling the fight off at that stage.
So the referee didn't even actually clean it? Or the doctor?
They were just looking at it, and they didn't even touch it, you know, and say when I'd over and they wiped it, I couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that they were even thinking about cancelling the fight, you know.
Isn't it normal that the doctor would take a look at it and then maybe ask the coroner to clean it so that he would get a real good look at it?
Well, the customer couldn't believe that he didn't give him the chance to even clean it up. And Benny King has worked with Bernard Dunn loads of times, worked in other world title fights, and he's been with worse cuts. And he just can't understand why that was stopped.
Yeah, but very disappointing for you. But just from the beginning of the fight, how did you go about it? You know, the reports from outside originally would have been let McCluskey stay with the pace for a period of time and then come strong towards the end. Was that your plan?
Well, we had a bit of a plan along them lines. We know Canada fast order, so we were playing it safe from a couple of rounds. One of them, Amy always comes out fast and he blows a lot of gas and he does see it about as the fight goes on, so... John, well, actually, last night in the fucking instructions, John just told me about. He says, "Be smart, be fast, move about, settle about. You know, obviously, don't be losing the rounds wide. If you're going to lose a round, make sure he works at the same time." Mm-hmm. And I thought it was working quite well. And look, I've looked back on it over in the repeat there. I was making him look very stupid. Actually, I was making a mess quite a bit, and he was throwing punches, not a lot of mud air. And Amir's usually throwing lots of punches at people, you know. So the plan was working quite well at that point, and he was tired. We know he was tight of making the weight, and definitely I think it was coming to my territory at that stoppage.
Mm-hmm. It was very unfortunate that it happened at the time that it did, because I suppose there was a fear that if he did get you early on, that it could be the end of the contest. But the fact that you were at the sixth round and still, you know, holding your own, it left you with the possibility of moving on.
Well, again, as I said after the fight, I said, you know, they're talking about Amir being... the pound for pound champion, and he's one of the biggest names in world boxing. Like, and I thought I made him look pretty ordinary last night at times. He threw loads of punches, but he's hitting my air quite a bit. You know, I mean, he landed a few shots, obviously, he's going to land some, but he didn't land too many, and he never hurt me at any time, you know.
Right, so the big punch really didn't affect you, he never really hurt you at all.
Trust me, he's not as big a punch as the record suggests. He is fast, but again, I thought I made him look quite ordinary. He missed a lot of shots, and I was just starting to get in the groove at that stage, you know, and I was actually feeling quite strong at that stage, you know, and he was quite tired, I thought, myself.
Mm-hmm. Did you land any good punches on him?
I landed a few, but I was starting to get more, as the rounds were going on there, he was slowing down about himself, I thought, and I was starting to land a few good shots on him. Caught him a few decent right hooks and a few straight, you know, the punches to land on him last night, but the straight left and the right hooks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a moving target as such, you know, and not laterally, he was just on his feet all the time, you know, and he was just, you know, bouncing on and out. But I thought it was quite negative times too. He said, you know, he threw his combinations, then he'd back off. Anytime I'm close, he pushed me down or he held. He wouldn't fight on close even, you know.
Do you think that you'll get a rematch in that situation?
Oh, well, there's obviously a protest on there, like, and there'll be an investigation on what happened last night. And obviously, I want a rematch, but whether it happens or not, it'll be, you know, only time will tell that story. But, it's not a rematch, so I want to get straight back at any title fights straight away, basically, you know. Like, I'm here, they're talking about it, say, being the best in the division. There's other champions out there, so if he does want to fight me, I'll fight some of the other champions, you know. Say, I'm still world ranked, you know, and I want to just push on as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. How long will it take for the injury to heal?
Trust me, I got a few stitches on it last night. It'll be healed up in a few weeks' time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks, maybe 3 weeks max, and I'll be back in the gym. Oh, well, obviously, I'll have to wait and see where I'm fighting again, but, no, that's the kind of... It's no long-term injury.
I understand there's a clash of heads?
Yes, there was a clash of heads, and, you know, time it happened, I wasn't sure what was happening. I thought the referee was going to actually warn him, you know. When the referee broke us, I thought he was actually breaking us to warn Amir Khan. And even when the fight was called off, John Marine came on and said, you won the fight, because Don thought he was disqualifying him with a... Well, Don's just beside me here. John said the referee said they can't watch your head, so he thought he was going to actually warn him. So if it was a disqualification, we thought we had won the fight at that stage. Until then, said afterwards, then they were going to the scorecards. So, and all the judges had me 6 rounds down at that stage. I thought some of the rounds were very closely contested. A lot of things didn't add up last night.
No, they did not. But you were in a better position maybe than the short thought you might be, and others might have thought you might be. So yeah. It'd be great if you did get a rematch, or as you say, got another title.
And a funny way of come out of the fight with a lot of credibility, even today, the amount of support that I've been getting and the amount of feedback I've been getting from other people, just saying about how ordinary it can look was quite nice to know, you know. But the thing is, I know, talking about how good he is, I never felt any danger in there at any time, you know, and I never felt out of place. Mm-hmm. Always felt comfortable and always felt as able to fight with him, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's a report I'm reading here that McCluskey asked to stop, that Khan suggested that you asked to stop the fight. Is there any truth in that?
Well, ironically, at the press conference after the fight, I heard it myself. Before the better ones, and I actually took the microphone off him and asked the question, and he couldn't answer it because he knew he was lying. Mm-hmm. the media, so that's it at all.